And finally this Monday, from Morning Edition host Bob Bach, a Lake Effect short story. It's a mix of cold city streets, romance, and music during a Milwaukee winter 40 years ago.
Friday night, December 1966. Snow flurries in the early winter of junior year in high school. On a dead run, I caught the bus, and 42 minutes later, I was at my girlfriend's house, in the rec room, opening her Coke first, then mine, and dancing to 45s on her folks' hi-fi. We talk and laugh and tell silly stories, and hearing the creaking of the next-to-last basement step, the giveaway, we were being spied on by her little sister. Often, it seemed, while we were slow dancing.
Don't let the sun catch you crying. The night's the time for all your tears. Your heart may be broken tonight, but tomorrow in the morning light, don't let the sun catch you crying.
The songs were fun to dance to, but the slow ones were unforgettable. And I must admit, when Joan's mom asked her to come up to say goodnight to her little sister, I shuffled a few more slow ones into the stack, waiting to plop down on the record player. 2 minutes and 35 seconds of dreamy drifting until the next hit started to spin.
I'm not content to be with you in the daytime. Girl, I want to be with you all of the time.
The absolute hardest part of a visit to my girlfriend's house was saying goodnight. A sad bit of reality whose eventuality was methodically signaled by a grandfather clock in the upstairs living room. The slightly muffled but unmistakable echo of its bongs delivered straight to the basement through a cold air return. Past visits taught me that by the time that clock struck 11, I needed to be gone. I had to leave by then to make the 1107 bus at 84th and Blue Mound. But this night, something had changed. The early flurries were now almost an inch of snow, with more falling lightly. And I found out real quick the snow that seemed so enchanting earlier was a big problem on the way home. My feet kept slipping on the sidewalk, but it was my heart that sunk when 2.5 blocks from the stop, I saw my bus go by. Maybe it was an out-of-service bus. And my Route 67 ride would still be there any time. Nope. That thought was dashed when I saw the thing stop about a half mile down the street and pick up somebody. Situation. See, the Bach house had a simple rule. Home by midnight, or you don't go out next weekend, which, in my life, would mean missing my girlfriend's party a week later. The 1107 bus would have gotten me home in time, but the 1147, the next one to come, that wouldn't. It was now 1115. It would take me an hour to walk to 83rd and Locust. Hitchhiking was hopeless. There weren't enough cars at that time of night at that intersection. I tried to pass the time by sliding around the Safety Island bus stop, considering my situation. Now that's when I noticed something on the stoplight pole. Somebody had carved a shield with crossed swords into the yellow paint and written the words, "To a lady from her night.
I thought love was only true in fairy tales, and for someone else, but not for me. Our love was out to get me. That's the way it seemed. Disappointment haunted all my dreams. Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer.
I'm not sure if at the moment I was contemplating those words, there was some simultaneous heavenly convergence. But instead of being baffled about how to get home on time, I believed I had been given the answer. It came to me partly in the form of a word problem, with the solution tucked into one of the complicating factors. If it takes a boy an hour to walk 44 blocks, I figured it'd take about 25 minutes if he ran. But I knew running was out of the question. The leather soles and heels of my flag brother penny loafers slipped after running just a few feet. But that was it. That was the answer. I could run a few feet, about 3 squares of city sidewalk, and then slide. At least 6 squares. More, if the slope was in my favor. Oh, my mind raced ahead. I pictured the geography of the route home, mostly downhill from Blue Mound to the Tosa Village, uphill to just about North Avenue, then downhill to Locust. Two-thirds of the trip was basically downhill. If I could just find the right rhythm and keep my balance, I figured I could make it home in about the same amount of time it would take me to run on dry pavement. At roughly 11:25 p.m. and no bus in sight, it was my best chance. Maybe it was my only chance. So off I went. It took me about a block to get the pattern down. Run 3 squares, slide for 6. Then at the downhill slopes, run for 5 squares or 6 squares, slide for 12 or 14. Jog at the uphill spots, then slide some more. And it got better. After falling down a couple of times, I figured out how to use the shadow cast by the streetlight to alert me to uneven pavement. Then, just before my toes hit the lifted up part, I lift my feet. Oh! Ski jumping! And when I got to the village of Tosa, my longest downhill run, I shifted my weight and actually glided around a corner. This is no lie, almost a half a block. Right about then, the jukebox in my head quieted down. There was only the sound of light snow falling on my red and black Jordan jacket, the sound of my breathing, and of my shoes gliding over cracks and gaps and loose pavement, all in a free, easy motion. The unfolding of an unforgettable moment along a street in the city, in the state of pure joy. And by the time I reached the Halen supermarket at 76th and Center, the old ratty clock on the outside of their store told me I was going to make it home before curfew. Just a half a block from home, I sprinted, and just before I reached our lot line, I let her go. A perfect 50-foot slide off the curb, ski jumping into the street. Ended up in some tire tracks. I turned, went up the back walk, through the door, and into a house quietly sleeping. As did I, drifting into the sleep of teenagers. Ether-like dreams of slow dances and sweet perfume. Ambush. Yeah. The clock radio came on at 7:20 Saturday morning. Although I was waking up even before it started playing, I could smell the bacon my dad was making in the kitchen. He worked a half day at P&H on Saturdays, and that day I had to get up early to make it to my CYO basketball game at 9. I never expected what he'd tell me that morning, though. Morning, Bob. Get home on time last night? Yeah, sure did, Dad. Made it a few minutes before midnight, as a matter of fact. Well, I'll tell you what's odd. I was out shoveling this morning, and there were these two long streaks down our sidewalk, like somebody was out skiing or something. I honestly can't remember if I ever told my dad. That wasn't skiing, Pa. It was me. Sliding home.
Morning Edition host Bob Bach grew up in Milwaukee near 63rd and Locust. The irresistible girlfriend who drew him across town on those snowy winter nights is Joan, his wife. They have been married for 35 years. I'm Jane Hamden. Thanks so much for listening to Lake Effect on this Monday. Tomorrow, our authentic Wisconsin holiday series continues with Milwaukee chef Dave Swanson and his authentic Scandinavian glug.
It's a spiced wine, and it's potent. You know, you make two glasses at the most.
Okay.
There's orange in there, there's cardamom, there's brandy. And then the variation is whether you want like grain alcohol for a little higher content or if you want like some vodka in there.
Raise a glass with us tomorrow on Lake Effect here on 89.7 WUWM Milwaukee Public Radio.